Just after 25 minutes to seven on this Sunday morning. Thanks for joining us. Sam Walker and Claire McDonald with you this morning. How traumatising is pregnancy and childbirth for fathers? Well, researchers at Bournemouth University want to hear the experiences of fathers whose partners have had a difficult time giving birth. It's thought that around 1 in 10 fathers become depressed before and after birth, with some even experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. Your experience is welcome this morning, 85058. Mia Scotland is a birth doula, someone who helps people through the birth experience. She's also a clinical psychologist. Good morning to you.
Morning.
I mean, obviously, when we talk about trauma and distress, everything focuses on the mother, or has focused on the mother up to this point. So what trauma are you seeing fathers go through?
Well, it's the thing about fathers is they're having to witness something which can be incredibly scary, and that can leave the father in shock. It can leave him very, very upset. But after the birth, the attention is generally on the mother or the baby. He's feeling relieved usually, but actually not feeling that he has a right for anything to matter in terms of his feelings. So I think it can leave fathers a little bit unsupported and feeling a little bit alone.
And when you've spoken to fathers, how have they expressed their feelings? And what have they told you specifically, you know, distresses them the most?
Well, there's a couple of things. There's often it's a sense of helplessness. Being in a situation where they want to be able to do something, the adrenaline is firing, but they don't know what to do. They don't know how to help. And sometimes maternity services can inadvertently make that worse because they're not actually giving the father any support he might need or reassuring him that it's going to be okay. And the other thing is fear, that men are frightened that their wives are going to die or their partners are going to become very ill or die, or their babies. There's a genuine childbirth. Often people associate with drama and danger, and men are no different, especially when it's their loved ones that are labouring.
And in some ways, not to say it's physically easier, but in some ways it may be easier if you are the one going through it, you are the mother, because it's your body and to a certain extent you are in control of that. Where you're completely out of control, if you're a birth partner or a father, it's happening to somebody else. And I guess that's where this feeling of helplessness comes from.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing is, because the woman is experiencing and it is her body doing it, I think it can be very, very different. And I think for a man who doesn't really know how to even begin to relate to what she's going through, I think that can be very difficult as well, absolutely.
I mean, I remember speaking to a father recently on this very topic and saying that he went through this, but there was no help. His wife suffered postnatal depression. Mm. He did too. It took her a shorter length of time to get over it than he took to get over his, because clearly he wasn't getting the help. So what do you think needs to change?
Well, awareness needs to be raised. I think it's so easy, if you're providing a service or your friend has had a baby, to forget to say to the father, how are you? And even when you do, he's likely to say, oh, no, don't worry about me. It's not about me. And to actually say it again, no, I mean it. Are you okay? What was it like for you? I think it's so easy to forget to do that. And the more we can think about, well, father's feelings matter too. We want him to be functioning well. You know, he's important to the baby and to the mother. So we just need to become more aware of being able to just ask that question. How are you?
Because it doesn't have to necessarily be a big structured system, does it? I mean, we talk about giving the dads help, but actually I remember after I had a child meeting up with lots of other mums, and we spent most of the 6 weeks just talking through our birth stories with each other. You know, what happened to you? Well, you know, did you have this? What happened? But dads don't even have that social support network necessarily in place where they sit down and go, oh, blimmin' heck, that was a bit of a roller coaster ride, or that was amazing or frightening, or they don't seem to get together in that same way.
No, and even if they do, I mean, I did speak to a man once who said that, you know, he was getting images, flashbacks of not too good stuff for his partner's birth. And he said to me, it's not the kind of thing you say, you know, over a pint in the pub. Oh, by the way, I keep getting flashbacks of, you know, X, Y, Z. So absolutely, even if they do get together, in my experience, that it doesn't necessarily, not like, I think it's easier for women over a coffee to sit and have a natter and share that experience. But with men, it's not quite so obvious that that's what they're going to the pub to do or what they're going to the gym to do.
And given the fact that Bournemouth University is saying that we need to hear this experience of fathers, and it'll be very interesting to see what people tell them, but there is that support network in the system, and Sam used the word already, the structured support network. Do men need it more than women because they don't ordinarily sit around and talk, and there isn't the territory for them to do that right now?
Well, we don't even know what men need. So we know that there are some, we know a little bit about how people process trauma and what helps. And we know that for some people, talking helps. But for other people, it might be that different things help. And we don't really even know what helps men with birth trauma. And this is one of the reasons the research, I think, is so welcomed. But when we get a better idea of what's actually going on and what we can actually do to help, then absolutely we need systems to kind of put that in place.
And from the men you've spoken to, would that be something they would welcome, you think? Somewhere where they could go and not only talk about it, because, you know, it's all very well to talk about it, but as we know, you know, I'm a mother of four children as well, that, you know, it's one thing to talk about, but depression is a serious thing that needs clinical help, and talking will not help solve that one.
Talking can help. Absolutely, it can help.
I mean, I was talking about kind of talking to friends. You kind of need to go and get professional
help.
If
it's post-traumatic stress disorder or clinical depression, as you say, that is serious. And PTSD can be quite easily treated through therapy, but not necessarily treated through talking. So it is a very serious issue, absolutely, especially in men, where we're struggling in general mental health to help men access the services that are there. So in birth, in perinatal mental health, it's even harder.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Five Live Breakfast. That's Mia
You're
Scotland.
Welcome.
She's a birth doula. She's someone who helps people through the birth experience. She's a clinical psychologist as well. We're going to be hearing from Mark Williams. He suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder following the birth of his son in the next hour of the programme. But do get in touch with your experiences, if that was you or your partner, 85058 or at BBC Five Live on social media. It's 6:43.
She's got some breaking news to bring.